Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. 11 after the hour, 5 o'clock. Amelia, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I hope you're good on in this cold Monday.
Yeah, it really is cold, but I'm good, by God's grace. Amen.
Fantastic. You know, we have a lovely, lovely testimony. And of course, the testimony is a fortified by spiritual impressions that confirm validity of a teaching. So if you're joining us, listening to us, talking to Amelia, you may want to actually join in as we listen to her. You know, as Christians, we often teach about the faithfulness of God. We're encouraged by stories we read in the Bible of God coming through for those who remain faithful to Him in the trying times. And so today we do have this very powerful testimony of staying true to one's convictions that will hopefully be a reminder to those who are in similar situations of God's faithfulness. Once again, welcome, Amelia.
Thank you very much.
Now, before we get to your testimony, please do tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. What I can say is that okay, so as many people know, my name is Amelia Ngwenya. Mm. I'm from a township named Davidton in the East Rand of Johannesburg.
All right.
And last year I was doing grade 12, and this year I'm doing my first year at the University of Witwatersrand. I'm doing Bachelor of Sciences in Occupational Therapy.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Great stuff, man. How time flies, eh? How time flies.
Yeah.
But not so long ago, you were struggling with grade 12, and now you're a varsity student, but literally in the second semester of the year. Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. And you are an Adventist?
Yes, I am an Adventist.
And,
I'm a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Oh, okay. You're a member of the Adventist Church. And where, yes. You said you're in Davidton. That's where you used to worship.
Yes, in Davidton.
Lovely.
The East End.
In the East End. Yes. And now you are worshipping at campus?
Yes, I'm worshipping at Vetsdazim.
Svetsas Dazim. Lovely. Yes. Now, please do share your testimony with us and the listeners.
Okay, so I don't know where to start, but let me just start from the beginning.
Right.
So as many people know how hard grade 12 can be, so we know that in high schools now there's a thing called SEEP, which is extra classes, which are on Saturdays. So like they are compulsory in schools like the one that I went to last year. Mm. So they are compulsory. If you do not attend those classes, you know that you are in trouble.
Yeah.
So the first time there was SEEP, I did not know what I was going to do, because I knew I had to choose between church and school.
Yeah.
I know that I have a goal of like, I want to be what I want to be. And in order to be what I want to be, I have to go to school and pass.
Mm.
And I know that I'm nothing without God. So even if I go there, I might not be able to hear a thing, because I won't be there because I want to be there, but I'll be there because I'm forced to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And now one day I was sitting there alone and I was like, okay, which one do I choose? SIP starts next week. On Saturday, I have to choose whether I go to school or I go to church. And then I decided that I'm going to church. At first, no one understood my situation. Even the teachers were like, okay, why are you not attending? You know that if you do not attend, you're going to fail. And you know that you're very good, like you're very good academically and all that. But now, since you do not attend these extra classes, you might drop and all that. And I did see that, because first term I passed well. And then second term, after the SIP started, I saw my marks, my grades drop. They really dropped, and I was like, I cried to my mom, and I told her, Uti, okay, so this is what happened. Since I did not go to SIP, I see.
So tell me, before you continue, so at what point does SIP start? Does it start early in the year?
No, it doesn't start early in the year. I think it starts on the second term.
Oh,
so because it doesn't start on the first term. It starts on the second term. Yeah, yeah. On the Saturday, it starts on the second term. So, that's when it started. I remember after not going to school on Saturday, we were called, those who did not attend were called to the principal's office. okay, then we went there. And I was brave. But they did not even ask, why did you not come to school and all that. And the principal just gave us some beatings and all that. And I enjoyed those beatings and then went back to class and carried on like nothing happened. There's this one time I really cried after getting those beatings. It was not because the beatings were painful or what, but my heart was very, very painful because
the beatings were by the school?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that the kids at the schools were doing beatings. All right, go ahead.
But it was like a punishment, minor punishment thingy.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So, yeah. So that you don't do it again. Okay. So, after like that day, it was the reason why I cried is because the principal, after she gave me the beatings, she was like, if you don't come this Saturday, then I'm chasing you out of the school.
Wow.
Then, like, I was so sad and all that. And then on a Monday, the next Monday, my mother went to school and then she had a talk with the principal. But first, she made sure that she prays before she goes to the principal.
Okay.
Because you cannot just go there and be like, okay, I'm going to tell them that I'm an Adventist and all that and all that and all that. And then she prayed first to God so that God can be the one to speak and not her, so that the principal can be able to hear and all that. So she went there to talk to the principal. The principal was like,
this is after the principal promised you that if you do not come the next Saturday, you are going to be expelled from the school.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Then when she went there, the principal was like, There are other children who don't go to church on Sundays because they are here to attend Mass and all that. She comes on Sundays only. On Saturday, she doesn't come. So does she think that the other kids are fools and all that and all that? Yes, we also do have church and all that, but we do sacrifice church to come here at school and all that. But I don't know how it happened, but after that, my mother had the meeting with the principal. I did not get the beatings anymore. Every time they called the people who did not attend SIP, they did not call me. But what is nice about this thing is that, so at school there was this girls' camp. Yeah, there was a girls' camp that high achievers went to.
Okay.
So top three girl achievers went to. I always went to those camps. Even though I did not attend those SIP, I always went to that. I always went to those camps. And what really made me to thank God is that on the last camp that we went to, my fellow schoolmates and I, we all got prizes. Because so when we get there, we write tests, and then before we go, we write tests, and then if you passed well, you get a prize. So I was able to get two prizes.
Oh, wow.
Imagine, I do not attend those SIP classes. They do attend those SIP classes. They each got one prize. They got one prize each. And then one of us did not get a prize. But I was able to get two prizes because I obtained 100% in geography and 100% in mathematics. But it was not me. It was God who helped me to do that.
Wow, Amelia. Now tell me, so you're saying that, all right, so you are not attending these Saturday classes. I'll call them Saturday classes because,
you know,
this SIP, I'm not used to this SIP language.
Yes.
Now, so you are not attending the Saturday classes and they continued. Yes, so the principal did not expel you from the school as she promised.
Yes, she did not.
Oh, fantastic.
I also do not know why or how, but it's only God who has the answer to that. Because I'm also amazed to this day how that happened.
Oh, lovely.
Yes,
go ahead.
Even though I did not attend like those Saturday classes and all, I was still one of the top learners at school.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time whereby, then there came awards. Time for awards at school. I think it was term 3, and I was like, God, I know that my marks are dropping and all that. So I went to school with a sad heart because I told myself that, okay, I'll be clapping for other people because I know I wasn't attending, so it's not possible for me to have maybe passed well than the other people. So I was like, okay, I'm just going there to clap for people, only to come back home with, I think, 3 medals and then and then 6 certificates. And also I was part of the top 3.
Wow.
So I was the 3rd one there.
Now tell me, this is amazing, man. Now tell me, as you were, not attending the classes on Sabbath, so the other kids were attending, and you kept on getting these, trips, for high achievers. What were the other learners saying to you?
They never said a thing to me, because most of the top achievers that went with me were my friends. So they never said a thing. So we always went there together and all that. Yeah, so we always went there together. So no, but my friends, those people I call my friends, they also were treating me differently, because they would be on Fridays, they would be like, Amelia, why do you choose church? Do you know that this is your future you are playing with? God can wait. You need to come to school. You know that if you don't come to school, you're going to fail and all that. You know that you have the potential to, those kind of talks, that will get a person thinking that, should I choose school or choose church? And then this one time, because we had to collect our timetables for the final exams at school. And they said they are being collected on a Saturday. And okay, that morning I woke up and then wore my school uniform. That means I had told myself that I'm going to school. On that Saturday, just because I wanted to get the timetable. To think, like, that thing made me see that we as people, we sometimes drop God when things get tough. Forgetting that he says that, for I know the plans that I have for you. So I saw that day that God really knows the plans that he has for us, because I wore my school uniform, and then my mom was like, are you sure you are choosing school over church? And then she did not tell me that, no, go to church, don't go to school. She just opened the Bible on Exodus 20 verse 8 and then gave it to me and then left me. Then that means she was like, you are going to decide. After I read that, I was like, okay, no, I'm wearing my clothes and then I'm going to church. I'm wearing my church clothes, then I'm going to church. On Monday the following week, the principal gave me my timetable, even though I did not go there on Saturday. That also shows how great God does his work, and also shows that God really knows the plans that he has for us. Okay, to cut the story short, I was able to, even though I did not attend those Saturday classes, I did not go to school on any Saturday, God was able to help me to pass well, because when we got our results this year, I found that I passed with a bachelor and got 4 distinctions, and then the rest were three level sixes and then 4 distinctions. And I was also part of the top 3.
Wow, you were also part of the top 3?
Yes.
Man, Amelia, this is an experience and a half. Tell me, when you were missing out on these classes on Sabbath, and now you were at church, this is last year, by the way, in 2023, at Matric.
Yes, sir.
Now, you are at church, you are singing there, praising there. At the back of your mind, are you not thinking that, oh my goodness, I'm missing out because maths is difficult and it would be better if you can, be there and stuff like that? Are you not at that? How are you feeling at that time?
Okay, at first I experienced the thing of like maybe being at church but not being at church. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get you.
You are there. Physically, but you know that your spirit is not there, your mind is not there. You are thinking about, okay, so at first I used to think about school. I was like, okay, is it really worth it? Choosing church really worth it? Because I'm missing out on a lot, and I know that they are covering the things that I do not know, and they also have people who will make them understand the concepts much better. And then luckily last year we did not attend Maths on Saturdays.
Okay.
They did attend Maths on Saturdays, but on Sundays our Maths teacher also had classes. So I attended those Sunday
on
ones.
Sundays.
Maths was not that hard. But yeah, Maths is Maths, but it was not that hard. At first I did have those thoughts like in my mind and be like, okay, why am I at church? And there's this one time I even thought of like going back home, change and go to school, even though I'll arrive late and all that. But as time went by, I nothing happened because there's this one time. So our school is close to Davidson Church.
Mm-hmm.
So this one time I was at church and then during lunch, I saw my friends passing and then I went and greeted them and I was like, hi guys, how are you? And then they were like, why don't you come to school and all that? And then I told them that I already explained to you guys why I don't come to school. You know how girls are. They talk a lot. So yeah, they did talk, but I was just unbothered because I knew why I was going to church.
Oh yes.
And
man.
Also, yeah, my reason was even if I do attend those classes, my success is up to God. So even if I can go there, I might not even hear a thing.
True.
But if I do not go there, I can be able to study on my own and God will help me to understand that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I told the principal, I told my friends that it might happen that I go to school on a Saturday, but still fail. Because I know that since I believe that God is the one who helps me to pass, I can go to school on a Saturday and go against his commandments and then fail because I went against his commandments. But now I do not come to school on Saturdays, but I still pass. This is not me, but it's because of God. God is the one who helps me to pass. But I'm not saying that you must not study and all that. Like, you must have that thing of, like, you must have that thing in your mind that you do your best and God does the rest. And then in that way, you will be successful.
Beautiful, beautiful man. Now, tell me, were there other Adventist, kids at the same grade as you were last year?
No, I was the only one.
You were the only one. So you were the only special one out and you had to just stand your ground.
Yes.
Wow. Before I let you go, after you were then part of the top achievers, even though you were not attending these Saturday classes, I mean, you were part of the top three, you were receiving awards, I mean, even more awards than those who were attending these classes. How did that make you feel?
I don't know how I felt and all, but I know what I know is that I was really thankful to God because I was also amazed when I got those awards. I was like, okay, how do I get these awards when I know that how do I get these awards when I don't even go to school on Saturdays and other people are getting extra, I can say extra, maybe extra classes and all that, while I do not get those, but still I am able to pass. So I told myself that this is not me. This is God trying to show himself to other people through me. Because I can say that maybe by what happened to me last year, or by me choosing to go to church, on Saturdays and not going to school, there are other people who saw that it is really, really important for you to choose what you think is best for you, because I chose God instead of choosing school. I feel like the principal also was maybe kind of, I don't know how to put this, but the principal also got the sermon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I feel like I was a sermon school by what happened. Because yes, I feel like I was a sermon at school. Yeah, and all, because I feel like many people saw how great God can be.
Beautiful.
And also that our success is not dependent on those extra classes and all that, but our success is dependent on God.
Oh, fantastic story, man, Amelia. Now you are at Varsity doing your first year. Have you not encountered classes or work that has to be done on Sabbath?
So far, nothing has to be done on Sabbath.
Ah, fantastic. But you are sure that you're going to have to encourage your classmates and colleagues there to be able to continue to keep the Sabbath, eh?
Yes.
Now, there are many grade 12s who are perhaps maybe listening to our conversation from different places. And maybe some of them are conflicted. Should I go to class? Should I rather go to church? And are listening to your story. What is it that you want to or you may want to say as a word of advice to the matrix of 2024?
What I can say is that I'm not saying you must not go to school on Saturday or you must go to school on Saturday. What I can say is that revisit your Bible and check what God says in Exodus 20 verse 8. Because he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And also he says that you can do work on any other day, but this special day, it was blessed because God himself also was and set an example for us because he also rested on that day. So we know how mighty God is, but he rested. He, the creator of the day, rested on the day. So how can we not rest on that day that he created? Because I think there's a verse that says that man was not created for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was created for man.
Oh, yeah.
So God chose to create the Sabbath for you, and you choose not to obey him when he says you must rest on the Sabbath day. So what I can say to these people is that even you can go to school and not hear a thing. So what is the purpose of you going to school on a Saturday if you know that you're not going to hear a thing? And you know that if you had gone to church, you were going to hear a lot of things, and you were going to hear a lot of things that can build you as a person, and maybe those things that they could like maybe help you achieve your goals at school and all that. So what I'm trying to say today is that just revisit your Bible and check what is more important.
Yeah.
The one who holds your future, or the one that will help you to maybe achieve your goals and all that. And also remember that God says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper and not to harm you.
Yeah.
So God has a plan for us, because I always say that maybe my plan is to have a house. The house that I'm planning is like a small RDP house. But God's plan for me is like a mansion. So you do not know what God has planned for you, because I also did not know what God had planned for me. I didn't think that I would be part of the top three at school, but God knew that his plan was for me to be part of the school, was to be a part of the top three at school. I did not plan to get prizes at those camps, because there were so many times that I did not get prizes. I used to clap for other people, but God had a plan for me. He made it possible for me to get two prizes. So God's plan is not like our plan. And also remember that God's timing is not the same as our timing. And we serve a God who is able to make the impossible possible. Because one could have said last year that it is impossible for me to be part of the top achievers this year.
Yes, yes.
To be part of the top achievers of class of 2023. God knows how to make the impossible possible. He made it possible for me to be part of the top three achievers, and I was also able to get a bursary just because of God's plan.
Wow.
My plan maybe was to be able to get NSFAS funding and all that, but God made it possible for me to have a bursary that takes care of my
Praise be to God. Amelia, before I let you go, there's a question here coming in just now from a listener. What was the role of the parents during this time? How did they encourage you?
Okay, so my father is a non-Adventist.
Mm-hmm.
So he always gave me money to go to school on Saturday. But my mom, on the other hand, because you know how mothers can be. She did not tell me that you must not go to school, but she gave me a reason to go to church instead of going to school. So I remember I had failed, not really failed. So according to me, getting a level 5 is like a fail.
Yeah.
So I got a level 5 in physics, and then I cried to my mom And also, I remember during prelims, I was crying a day before I went to write physics.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sleeping, and then I thought to myself, I'm failing. What if I also fail this? And then I was crying, and then my mom told me that God has a plan for you. You might not see what God has at hand for you, but just put your trust in Him. And when you know that you studied, but just make sure, Uguti, you trust in God because He is the one who holds our future. So my mom always encouraged me to go to church, but not directly, but the way that she was encouraging me to go to church on Saturdays, because she knows how I feel like she knew how going to church would benefit me, because Mina, I did not know how going to church would benefit me and all that.
Beautiful.
But I saw at the end, I saw that all those days when I went to church and did not go to school were worth it.
Beautiful. Well, Amelia, thank you so much for joining us. Amelia Ngwenya is the one that we're chatting to all the way from Daveyton. And a shout out to your mother who has encouraged you, and of course to your dad who has always been a pillar of support in other areas as well. I do have a message from Pastor Temba, who is apparently one of the pastors that is pastoring in your area. He says, shout out to you as well. And to those matriculants who are listening, or parents of matriculants who are listening, I hope that you are encouraged by the testimony that we are getting from Amelia Ngwenya. Thank you so much, Amelia.
Thank you very much.
I hope that you do well in your varsity. Enjoy the first year.
Thank you very much.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.